This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1927. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded April 24th, Antarctica, Azerbaijan, Bhutan, Biafra, Bougainville, Canary Islands, Chad, China, Cuba, France, Germany, Greece, Iran, Kuwait, Mongolia, North America, Papua New Guinea, Puerto Rico, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Somalia, South Carolina, Swaziland, Uganda, UK, USA, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, more reports of the extremely rare, only shortwave broadcast station in the entire continent, Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel, Esperanza Base, Antarctica, on 15476, call sign LRA36. Manuel Mendez in Spain keeps close track of it, and he says he heard it again on April 18th, after 20 days missing. Only a carrier at first at 18 UT, but by 1858, he could hear some talk and songs on upper sideband. Thanks to this tip, Bruce Churchill in California tried for it using a remote receiver in southwest England. Tuning in at 1905, he was hearing it at an S2 level with rapid deep fades, nonstop Argentine vocals, past 1915, but suddenly went off the air at 1930.5. Manuel agrees that's exactly what happened. The nominal schedule is 18 to 21 UT on Monday through Friday only. And I should point out, for those of us trying to hear it in North America without much success, we in the central part of the country presumably have a better shot at it since most of the path is over water, over the Pacific Ocean and the Gulf of Mexico, while those in eastern North America have to cope with the entire Andean mountain range on the way, and those in the west also have to get it across the landmass of Mexico. Last week we had a report about that reactivated Azerbaijan station, strangely in the FM mode around 9677, radio ICTIMAI, and I said I had no idea how to pronounce it. Many thanks to Patrick in Poland, who says, I don't know Azerbaijani much, but my hobby is linguistics, and it's pronounced something like Ishtjimai, and he explains more about it. As far as I'm concerned, the word Ishtjimai means simply public or social, for instance, social affairs, so using it in reference to radio or TV seems okay. What is more, the TV channel broadcast by Teleradio, a public broadcasting authority, I'm not sure, is simply called Ishtjimai TV, the only channel in Azerbaijan transmitting Eurovision. The radio stations of Teleradio I know of are Araz, their FM station, and Respublika, a news-like station, all available via their Azer Space satellite free-to-air at 46 degrees east. We should check whether the Ishtjimai TV compares to the occasional shortwave transmissions. My clue is that, for some reason, the TV audio is transmitted on shortwave. Why FM? Why TV audio on shortwave? Those questions are still unanswered. For what it's worth, here's a news story via Medium Wave News about Radio Biafra, which used to be broadcast by WRMI. It comes from Nigeria's Daily Post on March 20th, headlined, Co-defendants Charged for Establishing Radio Biafra. Co-defendants of the leader of the Indigenous People of Biafra, IPOB, Nnamdi Kanu, have taken play in a fresh charge submitted before the Federal High Court, Abuja, by the federal government. Four of Kanu's co-defendants, and these are difficult to pronounce names, Chiedibere Onwudiwe, Benjamin Madubugwu, David Nwawisi, and Bright Chimezi Tuesday, pleaded not guilty to three-count charges of setting up illegal broadcast in London and Nigeria for the secession of the Southeast, the South-South, SIC, and parts of Benue and Kogi states from Nigeria. They also pleaded not guilty to illegal importation of radio transmitter and unlawful possession of firearms. This followed fresh application by the federal government lawyer Magaji Labaran, who informed the court that a fresh information, which reduces the charges from 5 to 3 counts, had been filed before the court. We haven't mentioned NBC Bougainville, Papua New Guinea 3325 for a while, but Ron Hart continues to check for it just about every morning. On April 17th at 10:41 to 11:32 in Pigeon, Papa and Religious Music, no news at top of hour. It seems to not be on the air every day. Some interference from Indonesia on the same frequency. Then the next day, April 18th, he reports hearing it from 10:54 until off at 12:01. A DJ in Pigeon playing pop Pacific Islands music. No news at 11. Only very slight RRI-QRM after 11:50. And on April 20th, from 10:19 until off at 11:57, DJ in Pigeon with the pop Pacific Islands songs and pop hit songs in English, including Shania Twain. A speech in English about the 2019 referendum. Sound effects and series of NBC Bougainville IDs at 11:02, but no news. And suddenly cut off in mid-song. A stronger signal than usual. And Indonesia was not on the air on this occasion. And not heard after Bougainville went off. Meanwhile, the only other active Papua New Guinea station, 3260 Radio Madang, he also checked on April 18th. It was not on the air. On April 20th, it was on the air with above average reception from 11:59 until cut off in mid-song at 12:12. Canary Islands, none. Alan Rowe in Teddington, UK reports Atlantis FM Tenerife, an unofficial relay by a pirate. From TuneIn at 0805 UT, April 18th, with fair to good reception on 6285. This was running about 1 minute behind the web stream at www.atlantis.fm. In the British DX Club, John Hode replies, I first noted them on 6285 yesterday around 15:30. Prior to this, on the frequency, I have also heard Coast FM, which is also based in Tenerife. Last year, I think they were both heard on 6205 or 6210. Ron Howard in California reports that the Chinese station on 6030, normally another CNR1 frequency, is currently CNR12, which is known as Happy Radio. He says it seems that AM747 is doing some work on their antenna, so they are relaying on 6030 through May 10th. He was hearing it on April 19th at 1300 with Beijing time and ID, sounding like AM Chi Su Chi, said very fast. An announcement about being on shortwave in Chinese was recorded. Something different to listen to with QRM underneath from CFVP in Calgary, Canada. Jari Savolainen in Finland clarifies that the Chinese name of the channel is Yle Guangbo, meaning more like entertainment radio than what they say on the air in English, Happy Radio. And Ron Howard continues, CNR 12, still heard April 21st at 1329, entertainment radio. A good signal in Chinese, a bit of propaganda about having a better life, and talk about the Yongle Encyclopedia, commissioned by the emperor of that name during the Ming Dynasty. And there's more of interest from China, just 5 kilohertz up on 6035, as reported by Ron Howard. He was airing PBS Yunnan April 17th at 12:10 to 12:40, and at 13:29, clearly a permanent change in format and schedule since March 21st. Daily noted many hours past the former sign-off of 1200. Still relaying an FM station in Chinese with many commercial announcements and no longer the format of Voice of Shangri-La. Considerable North Korean jamming interference from 6040. Ron says, I suggest that if folks are hearing just a solo station here after 1200, it's Yunnan and not Bhutan, which when BBS is on the air normally would go off about 1200, and when they do run past 1200, their format is very different than PBS and would in fact be mixing with Yunnan. So then on April 21st, he reports on 6035, Bhutan mixing with a relay of FM 99 Kunming from 1125, till BBS cut off at 11:39. Two stations had been mixing, mostly nonstop music believed to be FM 99 relay from China, and the other mostly with announcers believed to be BBS Bhutan. Onward from 11:39 to 13:20, just FM 99 programming. As of April 24th, a full week has gone by without Radio Vanacuba producing a galaxy of spur blobs across the 22-meter band from 13700 between 13 and 15 UT. But something's always wrong at Radio Vanacuba. The intentional transmission on 12,000 kHz is instead a huge distorted blob covering 15 or 20 kHz, centered about 12002, as heard April 23rd at 0113. It was so distorted I could not make out any rational modulation, listening in the AM or FM modes. However, on April 24th, I could match it to AM frequencies of Radio Havana, Cuba. That was at 2126 UT. Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener forwards a press release from France that Madame Marie-Christine Saragosse is starting a five-year term, April 23rd, as president of France Média Monde. That's the entity in charge of French external audiovisual things, which presumably includes Radio France International on shortwave. The president of the Superior Audiovisual Council, Anne Courillon, says in effect that she has the necessary qualifications to carry out the digital transition of external media. Wolfgang Büchel in Germany says Deutsche Wetterdienst, the weather station at Pinneberg, has been testing on two frequencies for the 0600 UT broadcast, April 19th, 5905, and 5 dB stronger on 6180, as monitored by a remote receiver in Liverpool. However, 6180 has co-channel interference from the Voice of America in French via Saint-Thomé weekdays. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria heard an unscheduled broadcast of new shortwave radio for Europe, a 1 kilowatt station in Germany, on April 22nd. In English, fairly good from 18 to 22 UT on 3975. He says probably it's a new schedule only on that frequency during those hours. In BCDX, Roman Pankov in Bulgaria reports an unidentified Greek pirate, April 18th, a very strong signal on 7726 from 1520 to off at 1757 UT, nonstop popular instrumental evergreens from Mantovani, Purcell, Henry Mancini. And on April the 1st, he says he was hearing the same type of music at 0910 to 940 on 6001, instrumental evergreen oldies. It's Zeppelin Radio, says Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, also heard April 7th from 1410, a very good signal on 7726. Wolfgang Büchel measured it on exactly 7725.872, April 18th at 1850, and also heard on April 20th. Wolfgang Büchel reports that the Arabic service from Iran is being jammed, 13610 at 1320 UT, April 22nd. Terrible co-channel bubble siren jamming, as he puts it, on slightly different frequency. And another frequency for the Arabic service, 13785, also with the same type of terrible bubble siren jamming. Saudi Arabia is suspected. Mauno Ritola says Iran's Arabic service stopped at 14:30 April 22nd, but the sirens were still going at 16:10. And on April 24th, Wolfgang Büchel finds more of the same type of jamming against other Arabic language broadcasts from Iran, 9790 at 1451, 9650 at 1515. Via medium, high, very high, and super high frequencies, World of Radio 1927. Also bringing you worldofradio.com and DX Listening Digest, all of which are non-commercial. Thus, our thanks for financial support this week from Chuck Ermatinger in St. Louis, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. An off frequency of Radio Kuwait's general service in Arabic is 5959.9. Says Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria. Scheduled non-directionally with 250 kilowatts between 0200 and 0630. Wolfgang Büschel refines the frequency to 5959.885, a powerhouse signal, at least in nearby Qatar, at 0449 April 24th. That means it would also conflict with Radio Indarasan International via Ascension to Nigeria after 0500, but no interference from Kuwait here. Domestic services from Mongolia on shortwave 7260 was reactivated recently, but carrying the program 3, as I believe we reported before. Ron Howard says as of April 20th at 1217, that was heard with pop music and announcers, clearly not in Chinese, but with interference from China. Two other frequencies, 4895 and 4830, were not being heard, but 4895 had been on erratically. But as of April 24th, Richard Langley in New Brunswick says, I've been automatically recording audio on 7260 between 12 and 15 UT daily since 13 April using the Utventa SDR receiver. Although carrier lock is typically achieved by at least 1430, no audio was ever heard, not even faintly. In Hardcore DX, Dave Valco in Pennsylvania reports hearing the relay station, a pirate, in the middle of the 49-meter band on 6100. April 18th at 2205. There was an ID by a little girl for WXNZ in Skowhegan, Maine. If I'm not mistaken, that is the low-power FM station that Tim Tron of WBCQ is involved with at his home location. In the Arctic Radio Club, Tora Larson says, of the 70 stations listed in Puerto Rico in the WRTH, 49 now seem to be back on the air after Hurricane Maria, according to various sources. The last few which are reported reactivated in IRCADX monitor are the ones on 810, 1160, 1430, and 1460. No shortwave from Qatar, remember 9570 from years ago. But Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener says the Qatar Media Corporation is building a new website, very much under construction in Arabic and English. But there are links to two TV and six radio stations. It is www.qmc.qa. Some Somali language clandestines are actually for parts of Ethiopia. But here's one actually for Somalia. Radio ERGO. Iwe Ivanov reports it's at 12 to 13 UT via the UAE on 17845, heard with a fair signal April 18th. It was previously called IRIN, according to WRTH, and its headquarters are in Denmark. WRMI has adjusted its schedule, including the hours when Brother Scare is carried, and of some note, reactivated a frequency which had been off for several months, 7570. This one is aimed northwest, so it's very strong here. It's a shame that it is not being used for any rational programming. The Brother Scare hours are 23 until 05 UT, although one night we heard it much later. Via Bill Matthews and Brian Powell, news that the absolute monarch of Swaziland, the king, has declared that his country has a new name. It is Eswatini, and it's supposedly spelled lowercase e, capital S, lowercase w-a-t-i-n-i. This is rather inconvenient for us, and I suspect that in English we may still refer to it as Swaziland. His reason for doing this was that people abroad were confusing his country with Switzerland. So far, several monitors, including Ivo Ivanov, report that Transworld Radio is still using the old name, Swaziland. Radio Monansi, clandestine for Uganda via WWRB 15240-, could not be heard the weekend of April 21st and 22nd. nor could WWRB's only other active frequency some evenings, 5050. Peter W. Hansen explains, the previous weekend I heard one of the announcers on 5050 say they would be off the following weekend for maintenance. So maybe everything will be back the weekend of April 28th. This may not be repeatable, but keep the frequency in mind anyway, 15640. April 19th at 1340, I was hearing one of those test transmission announcements with the Babcock theme music and bits of other music repeating over and over past 1408, and they ask for reception reports. So I emailed one off and got a reply in 10 minutes from Dave Porter. G4OYX, he monitors that email and is a retired senior transmitter engineer at Wolverton for 30 years, 1982 to 2012. I suggested that this good signal would be just right for BBC to resume broadcasting to North America. He says we have all the 250 to 305 degree antennas on all bands still in place, so the BBC have only got to ask. But they seem to be internet and FM mad these days for grade A countries, rather than, as they would say, crackly old HF. Voice of Vietnam were the last to use those bearings after Sackville closed. Thanks for your IRS checks to the Voice that bought us most of the Wolverton infrastructure over the last 60 years. And he also encloses the standard reply sent to reporters with some additional information. It's for fault finding at the Wolverton site only. Times variable, of course, as needed. Regarding World of Radio monitoring, I found a new time on the WRMI schedule, Sunday at 19 UT on 9395. That's on the north-northwest antenna, so it's very weak here in the daytime, but should be better further east. We're still on the schedule Saturday at 23 UT on 7780 to the northeast, but now for the past 2 weeks, broadcast on that frequency at that time has actually been Voice of the Report of the Week. On WBCQ 9330 variable, we're supposed to be on every day of the week at 2330 UT, except Saturdays 2130. But the past week, not appearing most of the time. It appears this is now rather hit and miss, probably because Brother Scare is the only other broadcaster currently on that frequency. At WTWW, it seems that Ted is jumbling up the transmissions now. You can never be sure what you're going to hear on any of the frequencies, Scriptures for America, or his music or ham radio shows. For example, April 19th at 1857 UT, midday, 5830 was on the air, the night frequency, with Scriptures for America. But the day frequency was also on the air, obviously from a different transmitter, 9475, with music and amateur commercials. Classic songs on WTWW. Mark Sills in Dallas says, maybe there needs to be a contest asking listeners what they think WTWW stands for, other than what they say. For example, we transmit weird waves. In the MARE tip sheet, Kenneth Vidozicki in Michigan, reporting on 9265 WINB, wonders what is the etymology of the name of their town, Red Lion. I bet it's a good story. Someone, probably editor Harold Froge, looked it up. Red Lion, settled in 1852, was named after one of the first pubs in the town, the Red Lion Tavern. On April 24th, Ronnie Miller, K5WLT in Texas, writes me with an update on the spurious sidebands from KVOH 17775. He got no response from the FCC. It's disappointing they would take it lightly. I'm sure they have technical staff in Los Angeles, and there is an air-to-ground band at 17900 to 18030. I can understand that interference to the 18 megahertz ham radio band is probably not high on their priority. You would think that protecting air-to-ground communications would be. The interference comes and goes with certain programs. It disappears sometimes for a few days. When the hash is present, their on-channel modulation is usually distorted too. it can cut on and off with the modulation content. It's almost impossible to diagnose the problem without being at the transmitter site. Maybe a loose connection somewhere in the antenna causing an arc. I will not give up on this. Regarding that unidentified signal on 7155 mentioned last week, I figured out what it was, and so did Ron Howard and Jim Young, who were actually hearing it. Until 1328 UT, it's the Voice of Vietnam French service on 7285, a Leapfrog mixing product over their Chinese transmitter on 7220, another 65 kilohertz below. Via Indiana Radio Watch and John Carver, a story from TechCrunch.com, April 3rd, by Sarah Paris. Alexa's routines can now play music, podcasts, and radio shows. They're getting a musical upgrade. Routines allow Alexa device owners to string together a series of actions that kick off with a simple command, like good morning or I'm home. Until today, the feature included support for news, weather, traffic, smart home skills, as well as, more recently, a set of Alexa Says commands that let you add a little personality to a given routine. Now Alexa can play your favorite music, podcast, or radio show in a routine, too. Select an artist, playlist, album, or station from your music library or one of the supported streaming services. Already working with Alexa are Amazon Music, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, SAAVN, Deezer, and TuneIn. Amazon says you'll also be able to create a volume action to control the audio output on your device. This addition has the potential to make routines more useful for those who like to have music in their home on a more regular basis. If you'd like to start your day with a playlist that gives you energy, you could create a good morning routine that turns on your lights and smart coffee maker, then starts playing your favorite upbeat songs. You can also create a routine for relaxing that includes more soothing music, or a nighttime routine that locks the door, then plays sleep sounds. But music isn't the only option, because some of the services support radio shows or podcasts. These can now be integrated into your routines. A welcome home routine could play your daily briefing, followed by a podcast or favorite radio show from TuneIn. Although Alexa gained the ability to run routines before its rival, Google Assistant, Google's version already supports music, podcasts, and radio, so Amazon is playing a bit of catch-up here. Google Assistant routines can also pick up an audiobook where you left off. Oddly, not one of Alexa's routines options today, even though Alexa can read to you from your Audible library. The ability to customize routines with music and other audio content will be available within the Alexa app for iOS and Android. However, the feature is just now beginning to roll out, so you may not see the option immediately. The propagation outlook from Boulder, geomagnetic field expected to reach unsettled levels on April 26th, May 6th, 9th, 10th, and 19th. Active April 27th, May 7th, 8th, and 18th. G2 moderate geomagnetic storm conditions likely May 17th. A and K indices peaking at 12 and 4 April 27th, but 15 and 4 on May 7th, 42 and 6 May 17th. Quietest period of A's and K's 5 and 2 from April 28th through May 5th. Solar flux dropping from 75 May 2nd to 70 until May 16th, back up to 75 by May 17th. And so concludes another World of Radio, number 1927. Glenn Hauser, hoping you found the program informative, and will hear me again next week.